such words of wisdom. Amen. God help us, Satan. Praise God. Oh, Lamb of God. Would you stand one more time and let's ask the Lord to have His way here. Father, oh God, oh God, move, I pray, Lord, and help us this morning. Let your Spirit rest upon us, Lord. My God, let your Spirit rest upon us. Move and help us this morning, Lord, as only you can. Oh, Lamb of God, help us, Lord, help us. From the book of Ephesians this morning, chapter 4. Amen. Verse 27. Very familiar scripture. The Bible said, neither give place to the devil. Amen. The Lord has been dealing with me of late about things the way they are in the house of God and what's going on in the house of the Lord. Things that I don't fully understand. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. And the Lord took me to this portion of Scripture, neither give place to the devil. Brother Benny, I thought that I preached on this. Thought that I'd squeezed about everything out of it. That's the fool's idea about the Bible. So I went back to my dictionary, which I often go to. Living in a white man's world is hard for an Indian sometimes. Brother Ralph, I said this the other morning, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart, so here we are again. In that old dictionary, I found this definition that I found nowhere else. Priority of position. Neither give priority of position to the devil. I found that that meant the power to influence. So I had to go see what that meant. And that meant the power to turn aside or the power to affect one's mind or thinking. Hello? And the Lord spoke to me, Brother Dexter, and He said, the devil has got a place in my house with the power to influence. Maybe that's why we're blind to what's wrong with us. Satan has been given that place. And he has and is using it to affect the church. Amen. And the Lord began to deal with me about our spiritual maturity. Come on, church. Amen. And that spiritual immaturity has limited the church in very critical areas. Come on, church, amen. Oh, Jesus, help us tonight. This Amen. Paul, if he wrote Hebrews, and I'm not going to argue with you over that, but he wrote these words, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again the principles of the oracles of God, and are becoming such that have need of milk and not of strong meat. Amen. And it began to open my eyes, Brother Dexter, because you know how children are. They just can't seem to get the message. Come on, church, over. Time and a time again. Brother Benny, in raising my six, I wonder why in the world can't they get that? Brother Larry, I told him over and over, don't do that. I'm going to get you. I'm not like modern parents. When they did it then, I got them. But they still done it again. Have you all raised any children? Maybe buzzard children are the only one that do that. Amen. And my God, it's the same in the house of God. I don't care how many times you preach about it, they're going to do it. But then you know it's so, amen. Preach against split tail skirts, they'll do it. Preach against jewelry, they'll do it. And defend it, brother. Come on now. Don't you wish you'd prayed longer? Amen. It just seems like, amen, that the ministers spend more time changing diapers and bottles than getting into the meat of the Word of God. We can't get away from the principles of the Word of God for feeding you soft milk because you can't take it. I know you can't take it because you can't take milk. You're still on PEP, baby food. Woo! Amen. Amen. Folks are choking on milk. Amen. You know how to dress, or you ought to by now. Amen. You know you ought to be going 10 places. Minister shouldn't have to stand up there and tell you every weekend, now don't go to Six Flags this weekend. Stay away from King's Island. Whew. Brother Buzzard. Amen. Well, you had a chance. So Benny said, let's bury the hatchet last night. I said, didn't bring one with me, but I don't know whether I did or not. God to help us. The Bible says He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now you can call it a grasshopper spirit if you want to, but the real truth is you ain't out of diapers yet. Hey man, come on church. You preacher going to help me preach this morning? Sweet Lamb of God, amen. Changing congregations. Hey man, Brother Benny, that's a bunch of children playing games. Every time he preaches something that you don't like, that lower lip goes, huh? And it takes pacifiers. It takes a lot of stuff to keep them in the house of God. Then sometimes don't do no good, huh? Children, Now, when I was pastoring at my last pastorate, Brother Benny, one Sunday morning, one of the ladies in the church is supposed to have been saved since she's 16 years old. Said, Brother Buzzard, why can't we have what Benny's got? But Benny, I didn't know who Benny Hinn was. I ain't lying to you. I didn't know. I don't. Come here, church. I ain't got a TV. I don't know who he was. I said, I'm not sure who Benny Hinn is. Is he Little Red Hen's husband?
Yeah.
Come on, church. Hey, man. Well, somebody just happened to have one of his books. And I said, if you'll let me read it, I'll tell you why. I read it, and I came back and told them why. Sweet Lamb of God, you'd have thought I took away their play pretty. Huh? Now, she said, Brother Jim, she said, now I don't watch him. I ain't watching him, but I got a friend at work there, or, you know, and she's just telling me about it. And Brother Ralph, I made her so mad, she finally got up and said, I saw it with my own eyes. I said, I thought so.
Yeah.
Come on, church, amen. I'm telling you, amen, the reason that folks can't live holiness is because they're still children and they can't get the message. But speaking the truth in love may grow up. Into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, like at the increase in the body of Christ to the edifying of itself in love. Hey, amen. You know how it is when a bunch of children get together. Sweet Lamb of God, you can't organize them at all. And here goes the pre-holdings backer because they don't believe in organization. Those are a bunch of children. Come on, church. God wants us to grow up. God said grow up. Amen. And there's a lot of spiritual immaturity among our churches today. The Bible says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. It was time for David to give Solomon his last words of advice. He knew that Solomon was facing a huge responsibility. And you know what David said to him? He said, be strong and shew thyself a man. Every one of us want our children to grow up, be adults, but won't hardly let them. I remember my mother-in-law, God bless her heart, Brother Benny and I, she told us when we was expecting our wife was expecting our first one. And she told us, now when it gets here, don't spoil it and talk to it, you know, so it'll grow up. I mean, don't talk to it. You know, certainly. And lo and behold, when it got here, guess who it was in? Do you want some more titties? It's almost that way in pastor the church. Do you want some more titties? Do you want some? Huh? Come on, church. Amen. And we wonder why we can't get nowhere in God. Because we can't stand meat. It chokes us to death. Even the milk is hard to swallow. Come here, church, amen. My God in heaven, Brother Benny preached to us enough gospel that ought to keep us praying for a month. Well, you didn't take that, so let's see if you can take this, amen. Come on, church, amen. It's about time that we realize there's some things in God that we haven't got, and we ain't going to get them till we grow up. I thought I couldn't wait till I got my driver's license and I could drive. I thought, boy, I could. Well, we was going to Oklahoma when I was about 14 and a half. Daddy drove all night and he just wore out. He said, son, do you think you could drive? I mean, this is going across Texas here in this 4-lane highway and you'll be all right. You think you can hold it? Mama couldn't drive. She didn't have driver's license. She couldn't drive. I said, sure, Dad, I can handle it. I got behind the wheel. He got over there and went to sleep. When he woke up, I was driving down the road about 15 miles an hour. Y'all listening to me this morning? It ain't no wonder we ain't going nowhere. We ain't nothing but children. Amen. I thought I could handle that adult world. I found out, amen, that I wasn't what I thought I was. And I think that's where we're at. We think we're grown up. We think we're adults. And yet we can't even get along with each other. Woo! Sweet Lamb of God. This hour that we're in today, my friend calls for men and not children. Come on now. Amen. The things that we're facing now, child ain't got no business out there facing that. Amen. Paul said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, and quit you like men. Be strong. Quit me to conduct oneself. So he's telling us, conduct yourself like a man. The Bible said, grow up. Childishness will get you into more situations than you can handle. Can I put it that way? It hit me. I don't know. Are you all that far away from your childhood you don't remember what it was, how it was? Maybe you ain't out of it yet, and you don't know there's a different world. Oh, I can hear somebody muttering, I'm not a child. I'm not childish. That shows me right there that you are. An adult will say, sweet Lamb of God, he's right. Preach, Brother Buzzard. Thank you, Brother Dexter. Amen. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You'll let us for a while. I don't know what time. That's childish, wasn't it? I want to look at this morning for a while. Amen. First he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. So then we could say that our speech is a very good clue to our adulthood or our childhood. Paul said, now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not. That when you come together, not for the better, but for the worst. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. I fully believe it. Come on, church. Now, he said, now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak your mind. No language. That you get up and tell everybody, well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. I don't care how you feel about it. I never did allow our children to run our home. Never did. My oldest son, hey man, Hey man, come to me, Daddy, I'm 18 today. I knew that. He said, I want you to know now I'm my own boss. You're not my boss no more. I said, fine, wonderful, glad to hear it. I said, now go pack your clothes and get out. He went in there, he come back out, and he said, Daddy, where am I going to go? I said, I don't know, you're your own boss, go wherever you want to. He went back in the bedroom and he said, Daddy, can I stay? I said, if you realize who's the boss here. He said, you're the boss, Daddy, you're the boss. He's 39 years old and living in my house today, I'm still the boss. Come on, church! Come on, church! Amen! But we can't come to the house of God and agree on nothing. If you don't believe it, just propose putting in a new carpet. Just say, let's paint the church. Let's brick it. I mean, sweet Lamb of God, you think you get into it on something, you get into it on that. In fact, you get into it on how the thermometer's set. Thermostat, excuse me. Amen. That's right. Amen. He said, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And you got your own ideas about what's right and wrong. Come on, church. You can feel when you said watching the news and stuff, I run into that once. Every church I've been in, I run into it once. Twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight times. Still there when I left. Come on, church. Do you mind me telling you what the Bible says about this? Do you really want to? All you pastors, stand up. How many pastors we got here? You see all these pastors here? All right, you know where you go to church. Probably most of you go to some one of them churches. Did you know that the Bible says if there arise some controversial thing, something that there's no Bible on, that he, the priest, shall judge it according to my judgments? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You ain't got no right to think whether it's right or wrong. Go to your pastor and find out whether it is or not. If we get in one mind and one accord and go according to the Word of God, we wouldn't have to worry whether it's right or wrong. That man would tell us this one, what that one. If they're men of God, if they're not men of God, get them out of there. Come on, church. Amen. I read in the Bible where he said, amen, that women would be their oppressors and babes would lead them or guide them or have her. I should have wrote that down, but I didn't. Amen. Can't preach the whole Bible. I'm trying to, though. Amen. Come on, church. If and when we can grow up, the Spirit of the Lord is going to come among us and do what He's supposed to do when we get where we're supposed to be. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. Yeah. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which were the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am Christ. Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Ooh, oh, God. God help us. He said, my brother, that's that there are contentions among you. What the Bible said, but if any man seemed to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. And he wasn't speaking of long hair and short hair. Amen. Like people say, he was talking about contentious men. We just don't have that custom in the house of God. I'm sorry. If you want to argue, go somewhere else. Huh? Go somewhere else. We don't need you here. Come on, church. Come on. I'm telling you, amen, that it's tempting you. I don't care. I don't care who it is. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. They're going to have a fuss. Children will. Yeah, they will. I had the worst fusses of all with my own brother. I happened to be the oldest and the biggest, so I had my way the most of the time.
till they get a hold of Daddy, and Daddy'd straighten me out for a little while. But when Daddy wasn't around, I ruled the roost. And if we ain't got a bunch of roosters in the house of God, I ain't standing up here. Amen. Come on, church. They want to rule the roost. Amen. They want to. If I was a pastor, I said if you was the pastor, we wouldn't even have a church. Oh, God. Pray why I pray. Amen. Amen. He was speaking of contentious men. Yes, 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 he was. Amen. Amen. It's childishness to fuss and argue. It splits church. Did you hear about that church out in Oklahoma? Western Oklahoma? They got into it. They split the church. You know what they got into it over? Whether Adam had a belly button or not. Well, I'm sitting there. They said to me, one preacher, well, what do you think about it? Well, I knew he's looking for a fight. And I said, brother, hey man, when God stood up there and said, let us make man our own image, do you think he really meant that? Well, of course he didn't. I said, well, if you got a belly button? He said, yeah. I said, well, I think God got one too. But he said he didn't need it. I said, how do you know he didn't? Come on, church. I'm not trying to start nothing this morning. I hope, amen. But we've got them fussing and fighting over everything under the sun. Come on, church, amen. Where'd Adam get his wife? I'll tell you where he got him. Got him right where she was at when he found her, amen. Come on, church, amen. Why in the world do we spend so much time on these things, amen? I'll tell you why. Because we're still in diapers. Come on now. Amen. Then he said, amen. Now this I say, even one of you saith, I'm a Paul, I'm Apollos, I'm Cephas, I'm a Christ. You know the first thing children do when they get together? Choose up sides. Brother Dexter, it's here a click, there a click, everywhere a click, click. Brother Phillips, I don't know what. It's a bunch of children. I didn't die for you. Christ did. Huh? Come here, church. It wasn't me that brought you out of sin. It was Jesus Christ. Come on, church. Amen. You wasn't washed in my blood. Amen. You was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whose side am I on? Amen. Moses stood in the gate of the camp. He said, everybody that's on God's side, come out here. Amen. Come out. I'm telling you, church, it's time that we lay down this childish stuff. Amen. Of tooth and up sides. Oh, God. Help us, amen. Contentions. The Bible tells us in the book of Chronicles. Amen. I know that's the Old Testament. You know, in some places, Brother Benny, you don't dare preach out of the Old Testament. What he said? Don't dare. Isn't that strange that Jesus told that man, said, if you believe not Moses' writings, you have no part in me? I know it said not to, for women not to wear breeches in the Old Testament. Jesus said, if you don't accept that, why just forget me. Amen. The Bible said, he named off several of these. I won't read all of them, but he said, of Zebulun such as went forth to battle expert in war with all instruments of war, 50,000 which could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. You can't stay in rank with the split mind. Come on, church. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over Israel, which was the will of God. Amen. And all the rest of Israel also were in the heart to make David king. 300,722 men, amen, that David, amen, of David knew and could keep rank. We can't even get two in rank. Brother Ralph, when I went to service, they taught us how to march. You know what? You had to learn how to keep rank. I mean, you had to learn. We had one old boy from Arkansas, God bless his heart, he could not keep rank. He couldn't march. He bounced. I mean, you know. Amen. If he said, if he ordered us, amen, to turn left or face left, face right, he turned the other way every time. We'd be marching down the road, amen, and he'd say, left flank, heart, and that means go 45 degrees. And sweet lamb God, he wouldn't go the other way. You know what they done with him? They took him back to the barracks, and they said, keep these urinals and stools clean, these showers, amen, keep these stairs, amen, lie. You know how we had to brush them with the lye brush and make them white? You couldn't get no marks on it. And that's what he done all the time he was in Basie. When I left, he's still there. Amen. He said, how long am I going to be here to you? I said, till you learn how to stay in rank. Where are you at this morning? You can't teach a child nothing. Amen. You tell him don't go that way, that's the way he's going to go. Hello? I said, hello? How long has it been since you've been in rank with the rest of the house of God? Are you the one that's always turning the other way? Yeah. Amen. We call them sore thumbs. Amen. Hello? Is Christ divided? Huh? Is Christ divided? You know what Jesus said? He that is not against us is for us. That's kind of childish. Amen. Be finding fault all the time. But some of us just go to the house of God, Brother Ralph, to find fault. I know them when they come in the back door. I had a sister come to my church when I was in Uchi, Oklahoma, and she said, she just loved to come because, oh, we just had such freedom there, you know. One day she said, Brother Buzzard said, my husband's wondering if he can come here. I said, I suppose so. He said, well, he's got a full beard. How do you feel about that? I said, I don't know. I ain't never had one. Said, well, would you fuss with him? Would you fight him when he came in? I said, I don't think so. She left. Wife said, what are you going to do if he comes? I said, I ain't have to worry about it. He ain't going to come. He never darkened my door all the time I passed it there. You know why? Because he's looking for a fuss. That's what he's looking for. It's getting hot in here. Why don't we grow up and be men? I had a couple move to my place from New York. I think I told this here last year. In fact, I know I did. And the devil said, don't say that no more. Now, get out of here. He'd been married twice. He'd been married three times. They wanted me to marry him. I said, no way. Can we use the church? I said, no way. I said, if you get married, you will be living in adultery.
All right.
Ain't that funny? Brother Benny, the wholeness movement has split over this thing. Huh? In fact, some are teaching you can do it, and you won't go to hell if you're a liar. I said, have you ever read the 7th chapter of Romans, the first 3 or 4 verses, where it says that a woman is under subject to the law of her husband long as he's alive. Do you know what the law of the husband is? According to 4, amen. He said they may get a divorce, and they may not give them permission. That's telling them what they might do. Huh? And he said if the second one don't like him and gives him a divorce, or if he die, the former husband may not have her. What's hard about that? Woo, it's quiet in here now. Paul told him if she depart, let her depart. She's got two options. Either to remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And if either one of them been married again, then she no longer has two options. She got one option. To remain unmarried. And if we ain't got some idiots that are running around and saying, well, God said, let not man put asunder that that he put together. And they say, then he put that asunder. Sweet Lamb God, he said she's unmarried. I guess she's unmarried, wasn't she? If the Bible said she was, she was. Oh, Lord. Leon, oh, well, they're just children. They won't get it. They'll go right on believing what they want to believe anyway. Children. You best grow up, my friend. I said you best grow up. Whew. Let me get off that. I didn't think I brought a tomahawk, but I believe I got it. I tried to leave the scalpel knife at the hotel, but I somehow slipped in here. Amen. Paul said that as a child, I understood as a child. The Bible said, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be ye men. Get that. Be in understanding. You know, Satan has folks believing with that power of influence that no matter what they do, God is going to overlook their behavior. You know I'm telling you the truth. Surely you don't. You wouldn't act that way if you did not believe that God's going to hold you accountable for the way you're acting. The Bible says, listen to this. Amen. This is amazing to me. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There's a generation whose teeth are as swords, their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Amen. How can this be? Brother Frank, the Bible said, for they consider not that they do evil. You know, that's childish. I don't care what they do. They think it's all right. I don't know how many times Mama told me don't play with fire. You'll get burned. Brother Benny, every chance I got, Mama didn't see me, I'd get matches and go out behind the old house. Strike him. One day I set it on fire. I got it out, but I got set on fire. Keep on playing with fire. Huh? In their children's brain, they do not understand God. Like a child that cannot see a reason, amen, for their parents' rules and regulations. I just don't see, Mama, I don't see why I can't wear that. That's because you're a baby. Huh? They want to run around naked. Babies always do. And we justify, oh, they feel better this way, do they? I don't know, I never was allowed to do that. Oh, Brother Buzzard, you preached so good up till this morning. And the children in the house of God cannot see a reason for dressing holiness. Come on, church. Amen. Church, I'm telling you that playing with Satan is playing with fire. Come on now. Playing with sin and all its pretty little playthings of this world will damn their soul, but they don't see it. I mean, we just can't see it. We just can't see it. I was reading in the Word of God, amen, and I wasn't reading, I was listening to my, I got me a whole Bible on tape. Boy, I like to listen to it. That scorpion can say them words that I ain't never been able to get my tongue wrapped around, amen. And he went through something and I backed it up and listened to it again. Because he said, Brother Larry, he said, there was a man that went out and was picking up sticks on the Sabbath. And I backed that up because they took him and put him in a chamber till God could tell him what to do with him. And when God told him what to do, he said, take him out and stone him. That's what to do with him. My Lord, ain't just picking up sticks. Lord, she's just wearing it. It's a little short. Yeah, I know it's a little, but she's just a kid. Yeah, she's a baby. You're the one, your parents are the ones supposed to keep them dressed like they're supposed to be dressed. Your pastor shouldn't have to come to your house and say, no, don't let her wear this. Don't. Hey, are you out there? Hey, are you still awake? Come on, church, amen. If I'm hoeing your road, you better grow up pretty quick, amen. Come on, church, amen. The things of this world are going to damn their soul. And yet they will not take the Bible seriously. Is it optional, amen, to be holy? They have no understanding at all of a holy, righteous, jealous God. The Lord spoke, He said. The Young Buzzard didn't say this. The Bible did. My people is foolish, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. They have none understanding. They're wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Like Brother Benny said, you can think of every excuse in the world for what you're doing. You're wise to do that. When I went in service, Brother Benny, I found out right away that my name didn't mean tweeting there. They marched us in. We got in a little late. They took us to the chow hall to eat. They said, go in there and eat. Hey, man, eat as fast as you can. When you get done, fall back out on the hard stand. I don't hear a word from nobody. I went through and got my tray, Brother Ralph, and walked over and sat down. My buddy that had went in the service, I leaned over and whispered to him, I wonder why they don't want us talking to each other. You know he saw me. He was looking for me. He walked over, what's your name? Soldier. I said, Franklin Leon Buzzard. Stand to your feet, Buzzard. I stood up. He chewed on me for 15 or 20 minutes. And then he turned around to the rest of the crew and said, fall up! And I said, sir, I haven't eaten. He said, you ain't going to neither. Get out there. I didn't get nothing to eat. I wanted to pout. I didn't like it at all. I really didn't like it when he fell us out at 4:30 in the morning. In fact, when he come in there and turned the lights on and said, fall out! I put the cover over my head and I said, I don't want to eat breakfast anyway. Next thing I knowed, I was laying out on the floor. Amen. Grow up! We went on our first hike. It wasn't a hike. You know, bivouac. We're marching down the road. It'd been raining. It's muddy, Brother Benny. Hit the ground! I'm standing up there looking around. What are you looking for, buzzard? It's right place. I don't want to get my uniform dirty, sir. We'll take care of that. You'll be in the kitchen the next few weeks. When we went down there, he told the chief, said, put him outside, steaming out the garbage pail. After that, when he said hit the ground, I just kind of bounced like a basketball. Come on, church! God's got a way for us to live! Are we going to do it or not? Woo! Oh, God, help us. Amen. Amen. They have no knowledge of what did I soon learn, amen, to keep my mouth shut. Amen. Brother Benny, they told me, said, now, you can't get paid till you learn this number. My Air Force serial number said, you can't get paid. I went without pay for a month and a half. I couldn't remember that number. I said, sir, I can't learn that number. He said, tough. Do without. I soon learned it. AF19568959. You want to hear the code of conduct? I know that too. Amen. Come here, church. Amen. There's some things that we're going to have to learn. We're going to have to... Either. Well, babies are starting to cry. I guess it's about time to quit, ain't it? Amen. Oh, God. You'll never understand the way that God sees sin through the eyes of a child. Never. You know, when we look at sin... Brother Dexter, we got them put in little slots. Here's a white lie if there happens to be anything like that. I really don't think there is, but... And then we come down and we get down and, you know, and mistreating. And pretty soon we're getting close to the bottom now, the bad sins, adultery and fornication and murder. And that's, you know, that's... And we got them slot. And any time you talk, well, at least I ain't doing what so-and-so doing. Huh? Ain't you heard that? You know you have. Hey, man, it comes from the mouth of a babe. Huh? Do you really want to know how God looks at sin? It's a strong meat. Take your bottle out of your mouth. Hello? The Bible says, listen to the Word of God. The Bible says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. My mind. And are convinced of the law as a transgressor. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in them. One point? You're guilty of the whole? Huh? Oh, that couldn't be right. He said he's guilty of all. For he, it was God that said, do not
commit adultery. He also said, do not kill. If thou commit no adultery, and yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. It does not matter what sin you commit. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Grow up. Grow up, church. Come on. Amen. You can't get by with it. Brother Benny, you'd think I'd learn. But about 4 days after we'd been in there, he'd come by, morning inspection out there, stand 4:30 in the morning. I didn't reckon he could see anything, but I think that guy had microscope eyes. Amen. Come by me, turn around, come back. Airman, yes, sir. Ain't buzzard. He said, how come, did you shave this morning? I said, no, sir. I hadn't shaved but once in my life. Mama made me shave when I got my graduation picture. Amen. All I had was just a little peach fuzz. He said, you didn't? No, sir. Didn't you not understand that I told you that you must shave every morning? I said, sir, I am American Indian and we do not have to shave every day. And if I ain't heard that in the house of God, I still ain't standing up here. He said, is that so? Yes, sir. He said, Airman, you will report to the sink 3 times a day, and you will report in and shave 3 times a day. Every morning I went in and stood and looked in the mirror and said, sir, Airman Franklin L. Buzzard, AF19568959, reporting for shaving duty, sir. At noontime, the same thing again. And then at supper time, the same thing again. Amen. He said, if you can't remember it, I'll get you to do it 4 times a day. You can do it before you go to bed every night. I said, I got it, sir. I got a good grip on that. I really got it. Come on, church, let's grow up. Amen. God's got some things that we ain't never got a grip on yet. Woo! That's right. That's right. That's right. Every time the preacher preaches about it, I don't have to do that. I don't believe I have to do that. My grandma and grandpa didn't do that. I ain't going to. If you was in the service, you'd do it whether you wanted to or not. Brother, everything had to be just right. Haircut every 11 days? I didn't think I could grow hair that fast. But he always found something to cut off. Are you all out there? Sweet Lamb of God. I mean, Brother Dexter, the reason I went into service so I could get out from underneath Dad's thumb, it wasn't long until I said, oh, Daddy, come put your thumb on me. Come on, church. If you ever grow up, amen, you're going to have to come to the knowledge of the truth, amen. You're going to have to come to the place that you will subject yourself to God, amen, or he's going to kick you out. We had one man in our outfit said, I'm getting out. Y'all, how you going to do that? He said, you just watch and see. He'd slip on the top bunk. The next morning, the man below him said, hey, what's going on? He'd wet the bed. Hello? We got a bunch of them wet in the bed, ain't we? Some of you are about to go right now. Brother Dexter, that went on for 4 days. Finally, the man on the lower bunk said, sir, amen, I request to move my bed. Please let me sleep on top. Brother Frank, they sent him to the hospital. He's over there a week. Brother Ben, when he come back, we come in, and there he was packing his clothes. He looked at us and he said, I told you I'd get out. He got a medical discharge. He got paid for the rest of his life for wetting the bed. And some folks think they're going to get paid for their childishness when they come to the judgment. Huh? You think you're going to get by. You ain't going to get by wetting the bed. Oh, Lord, help me this morning. Come on, quit playing silly, childish games. Such as that, if they can, I can. Some of the other guys looked at each other and said, I said, there ain't no need for you to look at each other. The next one to do, that's going to pull KP the rest of the time he's in here. Ain't nobody wet the bed no more, I'll tell you this. Through with that. They didn't even want to think about it after that. Come on, church. Amen. My God in heaven, if we don't come out of this mess, amen, of being childish, we're in trouble. They love to play follow the leader. Do you know that can be dangerous? When I was a boy, me and my brother and this boy next door loved to play follow the leader on our bicycles. Amen. Well, we rode through the backyard, Brother Benny, and I knowed the clothesline was there. And my brothers knew it was there. Clifton didn't. Amen. I went underneath it. My brother come underneath it, and I turned back and said, what's the clothesline, Clifton? He said, what clothesline? That's what's going to happen to you if you keep playing follow the leader. I said, that's what's going to happen to you if you keep on following after the trends and fads and fashions of this world. And just because they are, that don't mean you can. Come on, church. Amen. It don't matter what they're doing out there. You're a soldier of the Lord. Amen. You ain't got no business acting like a baby. Let me go on. Oh, Lord. Paul said that as a child, I thought as a child. Best example I know of this is old Naaman, the leper. Huh? Bible said he was a captain in the host of the king of Syria. Great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. You know the story. Amen. How the little girl told him if he'd go over there, the man of God would cure him of it. So he went. Amen. Oh, Lord. And he came down to the king, and the king started acting like a child. Man of God said, what are you doing tearing your clothes up? This ain't him down here. So he came. Now, here he is, a leper. He's dying with it. There's no cure nowhere in the world for it. Still ain't. Still ain't. All right. Still isn't. Did that make you feel better? He came to the door of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go, wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Now an adult, amen, Brother Larry would have run the wheels off that chariot getting down to Jordan. But you see, this was just a babe. So he throwed a fit. Yeah, the Bible said he was wroth. Anytime you get mad at the servant of God, when he comes and tells you and preaches to you what you ought to do, and you throw a mad fit, and you get mad and quit church, and you get mad and won't come to church, and you get mad, so he went away mad. That's right. The Bible said, amen, Naaman was wroth and went away. And he said, behold, I thought. That's exactly what's the matter with people. You're thinking too much. Gene, they're thinking too much. It'd be better if they quit thinking and go to obeying, amen. I never was allowed to think at home. Daddy said, it doesn't matter what you think, you're going to do it anyway. So he said, don't even think about it. Just go ahead and do it. That's what he told me. Don't think about it. Another route. Don't think about it. And if he saw in my eyes that I was thinking about it, he'd say, come in the bedroom. I'll straighten that out. Lord, I got to where I want to walk around the house with my eyes closed. Just like a child. Huh? We think if we close our eyes, it'll go away. It didn't. He was there every time I opened them. I thought, amen, that he would surely come out to me. That's the way they think. Church, they think you ought to pamper them. And call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. That's what I thought ought to happen. So I'll tell you what. You ain't going to play like I want to play. I'm going home. It's my ball and I'm taking my ball with me. I'll teach you not to preach at me. I'll quit paying tithes. Now you are quiet. You're the biggest baby in the house of God. Do I hear an amen from the pulpit up here? I mean, you know, thank you. I knew you really wanted to, but being... No, I better not say that. I better quit. I better quit while I'm ahead here. Amen. God help us. Amen. He threw a fit. And I've seen folks throw temper tantrums over what God told them to do. I pastored a church somewhere in the United States of America. Brother Benny, amen, one Sunday morning, an old sister, I mean she's old, stood up. She had to walk this way, Brother Ralph. And she said, I wish somebody could tell me why I have to walk this way. Looked like to me that God would heal me. She said, I know he can, said when I was trying to get saved, got saved, rather. She said, I was seeking the Holy Ghost. And said, was in revival and everybody else was getting blessed and I couldn't seem to get anywhere. And she said, the evangelist come to me and she said, sister, the Lord told me to speak to you and tell you why you can't get the Holy Ghost. And she said, well, I wish you'd tell me. He said, to tell you if you'd put some sleeves in that dress and lengthen the length of it, and take off that jewelry, he'd fill you. She said, I done it, and I got it. She said, I wish somebody could help me. And the Holy Ghost smote me right in the mouth. And I said, sister, amen, the Lord just told me, if you give up that TV and those soap operas, he'd straighten you out. She got mad. She said, it ain't none of your business what I do at my house. Okay, walk crooked. Shout, church, shout. Huh? Come on, church. We wonder why God won't do what we want him to do. It's because we're so stinking, rotten, spoiled. Amen. We ball and squall and whine every time they get on our case, but we don't never change. I said we don't never change. We just go ahead with our agenda and we wonder why. Oh, Lord, help me, help me. It must be dinner time by now. Amen. Come on, church. She said, I don't think it's a sin to watch TV. Amen. Well, her words were the same as Naaman. I thought. You can get in trouble listening to what other children think. Well, Jim, you won't mind me telling this, do you? That little boy come up to his boy and said, you don't have to mind your parents, just tell them to shut up. Ain't that what he told him? What he told him. He tried it, didn't he? Good thing the welfare program ain't around to look at his. come on, church. Belt works better than psychology, don't it? You know that doctor that took the country by a storm. You know, Dr. Spock. Thank you, amen. Wrote books about how to raise children, what to do, and all this kind of junk. Everybody went wild about it. Talked to him, you know, and all this junk. Brother Gene, he got married. He married a widow woman that had a 13 year old girl. I was coming home from preaching the meeting, Brother Benny, and I had that talk show on, and he was on the radio, and he was and they said, "Is married life different?" He said, "Oh my Lord, is it different?" Said, "Is your psychology working on that girl?" He said, "I don't think she's read the book." He said, "I made a mistake." He said, "She needs a belt took into her." Come on, church. Amen. My God in heaven, church. Amen. God help us to realize, amen, that there's just one thing to do. Either take the punishment or grow up. I thought it was a child. Amen. God gave the church as minister for the protecting of the saints, for the work in the ministry, for the edifying the body in Christ. Amen. That's what they're there for. Amen. The Bible says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." I didn't know I had this marked down, but I do. "And in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments." It doesn't matter what you think. As long as you're a child, your thinking is going to get you into it with God. When that lawyer came to Jesus, Brother Benny, and asked him about eternal life, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus told him immediately, just like a child, he said, "Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor?" And there he was standing with the answer to eternal life in his hands. Oh God, help us. Amen. Childish Christians will argue the same thing about television and dressing right and worldly music and worldly pleasures. And a child never thinks it's wrong. And a child will never admit it. Grow up or think your way to hell, my friend. Come on, church. God said, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." The Bible has told us that the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit lusteth against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Come on, that's what the Bible said. So quit thinking you can and grow up and show yourself a man. Let me try to wind this up. I know I'm holding you too long. Amen. Then I may not be holding you long enough if you ain't getting it yet. Paul said, "But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Church, if we don't do that, if we don't put away these childish things, we're never going to grow up. In fact, we'll die spiritually. You know, Jesus said, and he told us about the sower that went out to sow. Amen. And he talked about the one that fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. When Jesus explained this, he said, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, enter in and choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." If you're still doing worldly things, you ain't grown up yet. Come on, Jesus, help us this morning. It entered in and it choked the word. It killed the word. It killed the influence of the word. If what I'm preaching to you this morning has got under your skin, grow up. Grow up. For the Bible said, "Strong meat belongeth to them that are full age." Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. If holiness preaching offends you, grow up! Brother Dillard said, if you can't hardly live it, you ain't hardly got it. If you can't, you ain't. Lord, help us this morning. Amen. The Bible said, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. They don't want to hear anything but words of beauty and platitudes. Having itching ears, they heap to themselves teachers. Like Brother Benny said, they'll teach you how to speak in tongues. They'll teach you how to get around the Word of God. They think they're teaching you how, but they ain't done it. The Bible said, what if some do not believe? Shall they? You don't know what it said? Shall they make void? You ain't going to change the Word of God. If you don't do it and you never believe it, you still ain't going to change the Word of God. It's going to be the same. Amen. 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 All they can handle is baby food. Pap. Amen. Children that will not grow up. You know, there's nothing sadder, I don't suppose, than a child that can't grow up. We see them, and there's nothing more sad. How sad it must be to the father to look upon a house full of children that won't grow up. Oh, God. I ain't mad at you this morning. I promise you I'm not. But Paul said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, and neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for where is there among you envy, strife, and division? Are you not carnal and walk as men? One saith, I am of Paul, another Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? Amen. But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, and neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Somewhere and somehow we must grow up. Amen. Unfortunately, that spiritual growth and adulthood does not come naturally. Did you hear me? It's not a natural process. Amen. The Bible said, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisy, envyings, evil speaking, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As long as you harbor that in your heart, you ain't going to grow any farther than what you are right now. Let me close this morning. The Bible said, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Fornication and uncleanness of covetous, let it not be named once among you as becometh saints." You see what he lumps there? Fornication, uncleanness, and covetousness. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person or covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You've got to learn to love the Word of God and walk in its concepts. And don't listen to those that teach that holiness is outdated. The Bible said that foolishness is bound in the hearts of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Except God's rod. Somebody said, "Well, it's God supposed to do that." Sweet Lamb God, who you think he's going to? He had Moses carry the rod. He was a pastor of the church, wasn't he? See out, pastors. Pick up your rod. If you really love him, you'll be like Daddy. He always told me, "This hurts me worse than it does you." I didn't believe that till I had some of my own. I don't think God takes pleasure, amen, in that. I don't believe he does. The Bible said, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" I know I'm saved. Brother Dexter, that took all away all doubt. "But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons." I want you to know that growing up is a long journey. Mine was. Oh, it was. I'd take Dad's chastisement because he's bigger than me. Hey, man. He always told me now, "This hurts me worse than it does you." I couldn't believe it. But the time came, Brother Dexter World, when I went back to my dad one day. I said, "Dad, I come to thank you." "What for, son?" "For beating the tar out of me." "Come to thank you. Brother Dexter had done something for me. It made me learn to be in subjection to them that have rule over you." Let me close this morning. The Bible said, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits." That phrase, "let us go on to perfection." Amen. Brother Benny, that could say, let us go on to maturity. Let us go on and grow up. Amen. Then Paul says, this we will do if God permit. Amen. There are some deep things of God that we must have. We must have. We must have. Amen. The Bible asks a question, hast thou walked in search of the depths? If not, why not? Probably Satan was given that priority position in your life and he used it to keep you in your childhood with the child's vision of things. Amen? Come on, church. And God's not going to put a babe in the deep water. Not until he can swim. Sister Barbara, there's some deep places in the Lord. Brother Benny, I don't think that I'm grown up yet to get into some of it. Don't look like it. Brother Ralph, I'd love to grow up and be able to walk in the depths. Walk through the search of the depths. Amen. Brother Dexter, when I come to this camp meeting, we drove up here in that car, and every little while we'd stop and put some more gas in it. I've often wondered, Lord, why can't I be like Philip? Maybe I ain't old enough to fly. Are you all out there? Are we still got our dependency on the things of this life? We're not old enough to put our trust in God. I haven't scratched the surface this morning about being an adult in the Lord. All I could tell you was from where I'm at is about immaturity, childishness. God help us to grow up. Brother Robert.